around a $1 million. There's 12 purposes that you can use those funds for. Kind of the catch-all is that you can use it to maintain operation at staffing levels. Our current plan is probably to use about 75% of that on technology, and then the remainder to support salaries and personnel. The technology, Granger and Chuck can probably talk more about that, but basically it's to complete a one-to-one initiative and buying Chromebooks and Chromebook carts for every classroom in the elementary school. That way, if we were to go back into distance learning mode, each student would have a device that they can take home. And other federal programs, child nutrition. As of last Friday, we've served over 68,890 meals. And John Beckloff, if you want to comment on that, I'll let you unmute your mic and you can comment on that further.
Okay. We're still conducting as we have for the past couple weeks. So as of every day right now, we're averaging 4,100 meals a day. So we've broken 70,000 meals at the end of the day. And I feel like that trend will continue.
The one thing I'll add about the stimulus money, it does not come through the formulas. This is federal money. It's basically going to operate like a federal grant. That means we'll have to claim reimbursement in order to receive the money. So that means we will need to get quotes, get POs in place, order the items, then once we receive them, we can claim reimbursement for them. Any questions about the stimulus funds?